from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, right. This is Joe Lacob asked about the possibility of Steph getting that one-year extension on August 6th. This is the one that I want to talk about with you, Goo.
We have not discussed it. He's busy right now, and he should stay busy on focused on that with the Olympics. But if he wants to talk about that, that's up to him. If he wants to talk about that this summer, he's not said that at all. But if he wants to, we'll certainly entertain that discussion. I would not anticipate, let's put it this way, Steph Curry, I fully anticipate would be a Warrior for life. I thought Clay was going to be too, but I was wrong. But I think Steph has been, what he's meant to this franchise is tremendous. It's every intention of ours to see him play as long as he wants to play and as long as he is able to play at the level that he's continued to play. And he's in incredible shape, so I have no reason to believe that he couldn't play quite a bit longer.
All right, so this is the one that to me is a little bit puzzling. And here's why. You say that you want Steph Curry to retire a Golden State Warrior. You say he'll be around. Our plan, I can't see it, never could see him leave. We want him to retire here. Then he says, if Steph wants to talk about that, that's up to him. Can I ask a question? Why wouldn't the Golden State Warriors approach Steph and say, can we lock you up for the 2026-2027 year? Why would the Warriors not move on that if they're sincere about wanting him to finish his career with the Warriors?
I can't believe you are a little bit perplexed. I feel like that to me, and the fact that Curry hasn't let them know or notified them, hey, we need to talk. In a crazy world, Scott, you might want to send me to Napa State. I got a feeling maybe this thing couldn't happen. And they want to kick the, who would call the other party to say, hey, can I pay you and give you 61 milli? Like, is there a scenario that Steph has made so much money, he knows what time it is, there's no urgency on his part? Because it's twofold to me. Why hasn't Steph notified him, hey, we need to have a conversation? But if I'm Joe Lacob, I don't want that phone to ever ring. I'm like, I'm going to give you the money, but you got to tap me on the shoulder to let me know you want it. If that makes sense. What does Curry benefit by not saying on August 6th, give me my chicken? And that's a week, just days away. So I'm starting to think, is Curry going to be like,
I guess what I'm saying is like, what, you know, one of the things that people have assumed is, oh, blank check. Curry, blank check. Blank check for Curry.
Yeah. Well, but you got nothing on the door.
Why haven't the Warriors said to Steph, hey, on August 6th, we want to pay you. Like, we want to extend you. We want you to retire a Warrior. Mm-hmm. This is the first step, the first thing we can do to get you that extra year. Here it is. You want to sign for $64 million in 2026, 2027. Like, what? Why is it? I mean, he wants Steph to say, hey, I want it.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you make it clear to Steph that it's there for him? That, to me, would be the sign to Curry that
I'm a lifer.
Yeah. And you know what? And by the way, Joe, if I'm Steph, you know, and I'm not holding it against you, but you said Clay was going to retire here.
Yeah.
Now he isn't retiring here. So why aren't you coming to me and saying, hey, how about signing that third year?
I should know. I'm a Taurus.
I don't get it.
I should know your zodiac sign. I don't, Steiny. I think you're Pisces.
Libra.
Okay, Libra. That's Pops. But are you telling me maybe Stephen could be on the phone with Aisha? Just making a note that these mofos ain't even called me about that. Would you take that some kind of way, or is that too big of a reach? Because I do, on the guru computer, make a parallel with Trent Williams. You knew we could play this card. Why wouldn't you get at him so this wouldn't happen, unless the big fella just stay home? We'll make it look like it's a contract thing. We'll work it out, and then you show up when it's money time.
I mean, obviously, there's about 10 days till August 6th. And on August 5th, the Warriors could go, Steph, let's get this thing done for the third year.
Simple as that.
But this is the part, 415 on the Xfinity mobile text line. The Warriors have probably already told Steph that they're ready to talk when he is. No, that's not what Lacob said. Lacob said they haven't talked. But if it's something Steph wants to talk about, we would entertain it. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys make of that? Because I really don't know what to make of it.
Go ahead. I'll say this to you. Whatever I'm doing, Nahegan, if I'm due 61 million, I'm not that busy. You can call me.
64.
I'll pick up 64 and I'll answer. 60 M's? I'm available. Player.
I mean, the other thing, like, what? Let me ask Warrior fans this. What would possibly be the reason why Steph Curry wouldn't want to sign on the dotted line right now for 2026, 2027 for $64 million? Why would, unless there's something going on, which I don't think there is, if I'm Joe Lacob, I would just expect that he wants it to such a degree that I would approach him and be like, how do you want to do this? You want to just sign on the dotted line August 6th? I mean, is it possible that, you know what? Maybe Steph doesn't, I don't want to say run the organization like people think he does, but maybe all Joe Lacob said, yeah, if that's something that he wants, we'll entertain it. He didn't say, well, if Steph wants it, it'll be done tomorrow. Maybe the Warriors might not want to sign him to that third year right now.
But I can't understand
why Steph wouldn't want it.
I have nothing for you except maybe Steph is trying to, but this would be an expensive message, $64 million message of, I'm not signing that till I see what you guys are doing around here. But who would want that? That's too expensive to send that message, right? And bypass that payday?
I don't know. I mean, 209, doesn't he have two more years left? Why negotiate an extra year for a guy in his mid-30s who has 2 years left? Well, then you know what? Then say that. If you're talking about Joe Lacob's side.
Then he's not a lifer.
I mean, the all I'm saying is, if the owner's saying we want him to retire here, well, then
call him.
Call him and say, well, let's get you one more year. Because that brings us closer to our goal of having you retire a Golden State Warrior. But I'm not sure that all Joe Lacob said was, we'll entertain it.
Yeah. The 408
we'll entertain it.
On the text line says it's not August 6th yet. Why is this even a conversation? If he doesn't get extended, then we can start asking questions. But I feel what you're saying, like,
No, I'm going to ask him right now because Joe Lacob was just asked about it, and he said what he said, which is, hey, if Steph wants to talk about that, you know, he can get in touch with us. But you want him to retire here, so why wouldn't you get in touch with him? That's all I'm asking. 888-957-9570. And listen, Joe Lacob's never going to say it, but maybe they have reluctance about giving him $64 million when he's 38 or 39. And I would actually understand that.
But with Steph, imagine what we've heard thus far, and then you put this into the equation or the stew. Good Lord.
Yeah, I
nobody wants that.
If somebody can explain it to me, I'm all ears at 888-957-9570 is the number. Sweet Chuck on the YouTube chat. Exactly, Steiny. Lacob didn't say he didn't want to offer him an extension now. You're quoting on some things, but what he did say isn't good enough. Yeah, it popped out to me.
Yeah, and you got me thinking.
Now, if Steph wants to come talk to us, we'll entertain it.
And he didn't
say it.
Wow.
Well, hey. Wow. Okay. You'll entertain it. Okay. Yeah. That's great. And maybe that fits under, and we've kind of gone back and forth on this already before the show. The part about the thing I always say, and I laugh, they're just players.
He proven that to be fictitious.
Why?
Because Day-Day told us.
Well, maybe he's actually proving that they're just players because deep down, he doesn't want to give Steph $64 million in 2 years from now.
Well, but again, what did you say? We're 10 days away. We'll find out then. But if you're going to say he's going to be a lifer, and he, you know, the way that he said it, Steiny, you know, you got to break off this cash. Like, this is a no-brainer.
And the other thing is, okay, so is there any way Steph wouldn't want that extension right now? And for the life of me, I can't think of one.
Then why hasn't he reached out?
Now, some people may say, well, Steiny, maybe he doesn't want to sign that third year so as to protect himself. If the team starts to become a bottom feeder, then he can become a free agent at the end of 2 years instead of three.
That's a lot of Geico.
And I would answer it this way. But the minute Steph Curry says, you know what, that's enough. We're not good enough. I want out. They're going to move him. They're not going to not be able to move him because he's got one more year left on his deal. Unless he's completely washed in a year, which I don't expect at all. So I don't know.
This date has become exciting for me.
Yeah, Larry Markkanen is another part of this.
Do you think that's dead or it still can happen?
Well, I mean, I think what obviously has happened is Draymond Green entered the fray.
We was just about to make some trades last week. And I told them straight up, like, yo, that trade helped me. Like, it'll help me right now in my career these last couple of years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade. Like, don't do that trade. Like, I disagree with it, although it's going to help me right now.
That is so hypocritical.
What do you mean?
When you drove down to the boss's house and had dinner or whatever, and you signed that $400 million, you should have known right then that wasn't the best for the future of the team, but you signed your name and you're getting paid. How hypocritical is that for you to double back and say you nixed the trade? Because now it ain't about you playing. It's about you worried about the Warriors' future, and you're the biggest problem on the books about the Warriors' future. How do you not have the mechanism to not stab people that you work for in the back? How dare you say that? Who are you? So now he's part of the front office, Steiny. I told him this ain't better for the best thing for the future, and fans are clamoring for right now. Oh my goodness. Oh my, this is incredible. How can you not know? You should not say that. And you are not Steph Curry. So if the chef is not going to say it, how the hell can you?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's about all I got left, Donnie. Man, it's just principles, man.
Yeah, that's
I'm good now. Can you play it one more time for me?
Sure. This is Draymond Green talking about running the Golden State organization.
We was just about to make some trades last week, and I told them straight up, like, yo, that trade helped me. Like, it'll help me right now in my career these last couple years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah,
that's a bad trade. Like, don't do that trade. Like, I disagree with it, although it's going to help me right now.
After I got my chicken, 4-400 that just blew everybody away. But now you're concerned about the future. What bothers me too, partner?
Yes, sir.
I know you're looking at me like you are.
No.
Is, did they actually listen to him? Well, that's the rat on the table for me. Does he got that much power? And he said, like, so he just told the world the playbook. How can you not, even if you wanted to say that, man?
I mean, I said this to you before the show.
Oh, man.
I mean, when Mark Willard came in for the crossover yesterday, you know, he said something.
I missed it.
He nailed it. And it was, you just can't throw a front office under the bus like that. I mean, you just can't. I don't know.
It was last week they almost made a trade. Last week.
Trades up. Trades up.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I don't know.
That's
the guy
that's untouchable, man. He feels like he... The Draymond Lacob, Stoddy, I don't know.
Yeah, I...
Man.
I don't know. What do you... 888-957-9570. What do you think about what Draymond said? What Draymond said... about telling the front office, yeah, that's a bad trade. It's good for me, though, but, you know, it's not about me.
Oh, man.
I'm a caretaker of this team's future. I don't know. It's kind of hitting me some kind of way, too, like you do.
Absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. You're absolutely right. So.
Man.
So, to recap. You got Steph Curry saying he's not sticking around on a bottom feeder just to stick around on a bottom feeder. He also throws in there he wants to be a Warrior for life. He doesn't see them being a bottom feeder. And whether that means he thought the 46th win team was a bottom feeder or not, I don't know. But he ain't sticking around for a bottom feeder. So then... Draymond Green the next day says, we had a deal, according to Draymond. Yeah, we had a deal that, oh, it would have helped me. And I think what he's saying there, too, is it might have helped us this year, but it wouldn't have been good long term.
Man, oh, man.
Well, wait a minute. What's the organizational strategy at this point? Is it to try to give Steph the best chance to win? Well, then, we all know that if that's the way you want to go, you probably will have to make some sacrifices down the road.
Yes.
It's not personally what I would do, but if the Warriors do it, they would be sending a message, hey, look, we still think we got action. We're going to get a player right now who can help us, and we're acknowledging that it's a risk down the line. That's what they would be doing. And Draymond said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. That wouldn't be good long term. Well, what about Steph?
That's what's so just, it, like, that's the only guy that should be empowered to be able to talk about it like that. But Dre is Dre. Wow.
So, you know, and here's, and then lastly, and you want to jump into the conversation, we can do that for sure at 888-957-9570. Quite frankly, Warrior fans, what do you make of it all?
Mm.
But here's Joe Lacob responding to Tim Kawakami when he was asked about, hey, did you hear Steph's comments about, I want to be a Warrior for life, but I don't want to be a bottom feeder?
Certainly from any conversations I've had with Steph, and I'm pretty close to Steph. We talk a lot. We have a great relationship. I think he's very comfortable with the path of the franchise and how hard we do try to put a great, as good a product on the court as we can.
All right. So he says Steph's comfortable. And then he did address this, the whole idea of wasting Steph Curry's end of career.
It matters to me every bit as much as it matters to our fans for Steph or for Steph. I don't ever want to be not trying or be bad or be laissez-faire about trying to win. You know, I think people, I hope, understand from the time we as a group have bought this team, 14 years going on 15 now, it's hard to believe.
Yep.
You know, we've tried to be competitive, you know, as much as we can.
All right. So there's Joe Lacob. More Joe Lacob talking to Tim Kawakami. Real good stuff. Hitting all the pertinent points. Hitting all the touchstones for this season and what's coming up and where this team's at. But I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, this team's in disarray, because I don't know that. But it does seem clear to me that they haven't figured out a direction yet. They want to be aggressive, but being aggressive does, in and of itself, means zero. Zero.
Wow.
That's what it means. Unless Steph Curry is giving participation trophy points to Lacob for trying.
He's not. You just heard those words.
I guess not.
But
I don't know.
Partner, I got to let y'all call me Queen Latifah, because I'm about, what set me off about that sound from Draymond, Steiny, it's like you're trying to give yourself your own medal. Oh, it could help me, but I'm thinking about the team, so I told them don't do it. Like, you are really that thirsty for credit, Steiny? And I don't think it popped off that way, but just that type of person, whatever their name is, like, that is so fraudulent. You know, it could help us now, but it won't help us in the future. I got my chicken, so I'm thinking about the future. So what do you want? An award, Draymond? you want an award? That's not who I am and what I'm about. And Steiny, that hurt. I got out to bed yesterday when I heard that. I said, you got to be kidding me. He didn't just say that, but he did. Let me let the rest of the NBA know the Warriors were this close to pulling off some trades. And he put it out there like he has the power to nix it. That's what I don't like.
Well, that's what hits me, too. Well, about seven things hit me about Draymond Green.
I'm going to get some hot water.
I'll be honest. You know, like, and Willard brought this up.
Yeah, you said,
you know, he said,
oh, we backed, you can't
regardless
do it.
Of who it is, you can't throw the front office under the bus like that. He also, he said, you know, part of the reason it bothers people is because it is Draymond, but if it were anybody,
that's deep.
It still wouldn't work. And, you know, the thing is, it is Draymond doing it. And I got to tell you, how can you be a Warrior fan and not wonder if this guy...
That said it all.
I don't know.
And here I go, Goop, coming from the top rope. This is on top of you telling the world, you and KD, about what they wanted to do, Kerr and Myers, and you just told the world everything. And it's like, can you once just take a step back and think how this makes everybody else look, Dre? But the answer to that is nope.
You just will never know how it truly plays within the organization, some of the things Draymond says and does. Then again, we do kind of know how it plays because he's still here and he's still doing it.
But the 4-400 didn't hurt. That's the worst thing on the Warriors books right now. Well, you were okay doing that deal. You wasn't worried about the future then, Steiny.
Well, I mean, if he's really worried about the future right now, he would say to Joe Lacob, let's take my player option 3 years from now off the table.
Yeah.
I'll just retire in two. Let's take that last $27 million off the books. You know why? Because it's not going to help us long term.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.